I got to be honest with you. When I first saw the coconut berry Red Bull, I immediately thought to myself, there's no way that coconut berry and Reposado tequila will go together. Sounds like three flavors that are fighting against each other. But today, we're going to mix Pedro Portiva Reposado, which to me is absolutely delicious, and what might be one of my favorite Red Bulls together as part of this crazy Red Bull and tequila series. Now, if you're new to the series, it's an easy one. The goal is simple. Take a different Red Bull flavor, put them with a very quality tequila, and look, I get the irony to this, that I'm using additive-free, really clean, good tequila and putting something that is really bad for me and my body. But I've been drinking these for 20 years and I love them, so this is just for fun. So Pedro Portiva brings this really good cooked agave, vanilla, caramel, baking spice, oak notes. It is a great tequila that fits really great in a budget brand. And is it going to work with coconut and berry? I don't know if it's blueberry or just regular berry, but let's find out. I did give this cocktail a name. I call it the Island Bandit. So I am no Lucas Assis. So I'm just fooling around here. These guys who are real mixologists are the ones that should continue to do drinks. And me, probably just stupid shit like this. So I put 2 ounces of tequila in there. Now I'm going to top it off with this ice cold Red Bull coconut and berry. I guess it is kind of blue, so I guess we will call it blueberry. So there you go. So let's see if it works. Hold on, we're going to do a nose on this. I get a weird fruity berry smell and just a little bit of agave. So I don't know if it's going to work or not. So let's just dive into this and give it a taste. I'm going to say that's not too bad. Tastes like a really tropical, cocktail. You have this really nice coconut that I have to say blends very well with the tequila. I'm going to say maybe more tequila and less of the Red Bull. Also, the berry note really blends well with that little oaky note you get from the Reposado. In the finish, you kind of pick up that oaky finish, the barrel finish in there with that, like that blueberry. That's actually, I think we have a winner with this one. So there you go. If you want to try something interesting, I would say that it may go better if this was a high proof Reposado with a little bit more bang of agave, or maybe if I just did a little more tequila in there, maybe 3 ounces and a little less of the pour. It is good cold. I don't drink my tequila cold. I drink my tequila neat. But as for a tropical cocktail, maybe around the pool, would I have it again? Probably. So the Island Bandit may be a big surprise for me. What Red Bull should I try next? And drop in the comments if you like this kind of crazy stuff and if you would drink it. I appreciate you watching my shows. Drink responsibly. Have a great evening. Cheers.